Hunter's ID, I'm secure line.
Hunter's ID, this is Warrenston Saturday Operations Manager.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay, I guess you called here a couple times. You never talked to me, but if there's anything you need or anything I can help you with, let me know what it is right now, please.
Okay, do you want me to let you know what we have going on, sir?
I have a pretty good idea, but yes.
Okay, the 3 aircraft missing out of Boston. I just spoke with Boston, and they said that they're not sure of the 3rd aircraft call sign, but they do have 2. One of them is United 175.
Uh-huh.
The other one is American 1-1.
Right.
They thought that the American 1-1 was the aircraft that crashed into the World Trade Center with the United 175. However, American 1-1 is not the aircraft that crashed. He said the pilot on American 1-1 was talking to him, having a rough time telling him what was going on. There was threats in the cockpit being made. This was the initial hijack information that we got, American 11767 from Boston to Los Angeles. Proposed route, he was headed towards JFK at the time that they lost contact, but that was not the aircraft headed into the World Trade Center that hit it.
Okay.
That's what Boston's saying. The last known, and I'm not sure where we heard it through the grapevine, people calling, is that American 11 was headed towards Washington, and that's the only thing.
Was headed toward where?
Washington.
Okay.
So, your AOR, and I just wanted to give you a heads up.
Okay.
The last known lat long that we had, primary target only was 4038 north, 07403 west on American 11.
Okay.
But again, remember, nothing has been confirmed as far as which aircraft have hit the World Trade Center, but the other one we have is information headed towards Washington.
Okay. Let me tell you this. We also lost American 77.
Okay, 77.
American 77.
Where was he supposed to head?
American 77.
Where was he supposed to head, sir?
Okay. He was going to L.A. also.
He was also going to L.A.
Now,
somewhere, sir.
I think he was from Boston also.
Now,
let me tell you this story here. Indianapolis Center was working this guy.
What guy?
American 77.
Okay.
At flight level 350. However, they lost radar with him. They lost contact with him. They lost everything. And they don't have any idea where he is or what happened. So what we've done at the surrounding centers here is to tell everyone to look out for limited codes, primary targets, or whatever the case may be.
Okay.
And that was the last time. That was about 15 minutes ago since I talked to the Indianapolis Center operations manager.
Do you have a type aircraft, sir?
That was a 767, I believe.
767. Okay. And I don't call Indianapolis.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you in the background.
All I need is the last known position of the 767.
Well, I don't know. That was false. That was Indy Center. But they said somewhere, it was the last time I talked to them, they said it was east of York. And I don't even know what state that is.
Okay, sir. Well, I'm going to go ahead and just give them a call.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.